Continue our coverage on President Trump's aims to get Alcatraz back online as a federal prison. Federal officials were on the island last week kicking the tires. Now, for more on this, we're joined on the KCBS. It always says that. Why does it always say that? These gentlemen are here in the studio within arm's length of me. KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Both of you gentlemen were alive when Alcatraz was a prison. I was barely alive when Alcatraz was a prison. What are your thoughts about this?
I think that would be a wonderful idea if they didn't bring any prisoners. If they only brought gamblers, turned it into a place where we could actually make some money for the state of California and for the city and county of San Francisco by having it be a Native American casino. There is one.
All you got to do is find some money, which is, it's going to cost a gazillion dollars if you could do that, right?
Look, San Francisco has long debated and discussed what to do about Alcatraz, because everybody says it's such an iconic thing, it should be more than just tourists going through there. And one of the ideas that was floated, seriously, was turn it into a casino. Now, Trump comes in and says, no, let's turn it back into a prison. And he has the engineers out there working it, looking at it. My question to you, Mayor Brown, is, do you think those engineers are actually looking at it, or are they just here for a week of rest and relaxation?
Oh, no. The obedience to Trump is just incredible. It's greater than to any other previous president, except the ones that fought the Civil War. Let me tell you, when he sends them someplace to do things, they know that if they don't do them, they're on their way to El Salvador.
Yeah, but, you know, as you know, you got to take water out there, fresh water. There's no fresh water, right?
Right, there's no water.
And there's no sewer out there, right?
Right.
So the infrastructure is, eh.
Wait, but you have to understand, possibly Trump doesn't think that the prisoners need water or sewer.
You guys are forgetting. If he's serious about this,
yeah,
he will turn it into whatever it needs to be, and he'll use his friends in Qatar to supply the resources.
Oh, I forgot about that. He has foreign investors eager to make deals with.
Absolutely. I can tell you right immediately. Can you imagine one of them put in a way that you can get there at their expense every day? Just a game.
Well, it take a gazillion dollars to make it a prison again, and then you got to run the darn thing, right? Operating expenses, that's why they closed it in the first place.
Wait a minute. Wait, you guys are thinking, you know, you are thinking not necessarily the way he thinks. When he says he wants to make it into a prison, maybe he only wants two or three cells out there for two or three picked people that the tourists can come in and see as part of it, you know? He's not necessarily turning the whole thing. Just a few people, you know? Just a few people from California he'd like to see in there, you know?
There's no practicality or sincerity in anything he says or does. It's really based on his motivation at the moment.
But, but it sort of reminds me of you, because you were like that in your political...
Hey, those are fighting words, aren't they?
No, it's a fact. I remember one time he said something like, we need to redo... After his election, was upset that they didn't count the votes fast enough, so he said, we need to redo our ballots the way we count votes. And the registrar of voters was down there waiting for advice. And people kept showing up. Hi, I'm from Mayor Brown. I'm a ballot machine company. He suggested I talk to you. And she was going, do I give this guy the contract? Is this what the mayor wants? Because he might fire me if I don't. And then a second one came in and said, I talked to Mayor Brown. He thinks you should talk to me about a new ballot machine. And she goes, uh-oh, now I got two I got to pick from. When the third one came and handed in his card and said, I'm from Mayor Brown. He thinks I should look at the ballot machines. She took off and decided to run the elections in Bosnia. True story.
Are you gonna admit to that?
It's a good story, but when he uses it to compare me with Trump, I'm livid.
The point is, if you're given instructions by the head guy, you're right. Your head could roll unless you go out to Alcatraz and figure out at least how to put one or two people in the prison.
I got to put my striped shirt on and call the end of this round. Gentlemen, thank you very much. That is KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former mayor Willie Brown.